Malcolm X, El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, is an important historical person. In fact, we might well state that he is among those rare individuals who will always be remembered. He was great, but even greater because he carried forward a major tradition, because he personified a great mass movement, because he made such a dramatic impact on so many, including most of us here today. Because of this, Malcolm X is also a prism through which we can examine all of these things. Through Malcolm, we can see the legacy of the nationalist tradition. Through Malcolm, we can see the black nationalist movement from the 50s through the 60s, close up. Through Malcolm, we can better understand ourselves. We have convened this symposium at the beginning of a serious study of Malcolm X. We need a collective, collaborative approach to many aspects of the kind of research enterprise we need. Database development, the building of a systematic bibliography, the speeches, and what evidence we have of Malcolm's actual activities. Also, the analysis of ideology by adherents and critics of every position, Pan-Africanism, nationalism, Marxism. So we hold this, our first symposium, to begin sharing studies on Malcolm X and to stimulate your taking up this work as well. Now this work group, as Professor Hochtun said, is focused specifically on Malcolm X, and however, is a part of a broader context called the Cooperative Research Network in Black Studies, which is based upon the notion that it's important to organize scholars of the black experience around the production of knowledge. That many organizations are appropriately organized around the circulation of ideas, holding of conferences and so on. And what we want to do with this work group is to organize people who are actually producing information, doing the research and writing, so that this is going to be a work group focused on the production of ideas. The Cooperative Research Network is organized out of the University of Mississippi. Right now, we publish the Afro Scholar newsletter, various study guides, and there are other work groups as well. Specifically, I'll mention one on the Afro-American novel, the creating of a computerized database on all the novels written by Afro-Americans, as well as a work group on the black experience in Mississippi, which has recently had its third research conference, mainly by a scholar in Mississippi working on the black experience in Mississippi. As a work group, we have initiated a newsletter, the Malcolm X work group newsletter called Studies on Malcolm X, and we hope that you'll participate in that as well. Now this morning, in this symposium, we're going to focus on Malcolm as a thinker, both from a theological as well as a political perspective. And then we'll break for lunch, and in the afternoon session, we'll focus on Malcolm as a inspiration and as a way of dealing with the black experience through the arts. And that should be very interesting to the medium of creative writing. And then we'll end with a discussion on how we can further the research on Malcolm and how Malcolm's research, the research on Malcolm might interface with other research projects that we're engaged in so that we can hook this up, our enterprise, with the broader work being done in black studies. And also hopefully later today, Dr. Betty Shabazz will join us and on this very important occasion. Let me just say that while we're holding this on the May 19th, 1987, in New York, something very important happened today. Lenox Boulevard was officially renamed Malcolm X Boulevard. So this is a very important day because this is a major victory given the fact that Malcolm represents something about the black community that stands in tension with the rest of the political culture in this country, and consequently to name that street in Harlem after Malcolm will be a great inspiration to the generations to come, and hopefully that will lead to greater struggle and a greater carrying forward of his legacy. Okay, so this morning we're going to deal with Malcolm as a thinker, and we have two very important scholars to present and initiate our discussion, because hopefully we'll have some give and take. The first presentation will be made by Professor James Cone, who is a professor of theology at Union Theological Seminary is perhaps the initial and most important proponent of Black Liberation Theology, who is working on a comparative study of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And then he'll be followed by Professor Bill Sales from Queens College and Seton Hall, who, as a political theorist, is studying Malcolm as a political thinker, looking at how Malcolm was able to bring into focus Pan-Africanism and nationalism with a revolutionary bent. And so we'll have those two presentations and then discussion. So, Professor Collins.